Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 14th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Following PayPal's announcement last week, eBay, Stripe, MasterCard, Visa, and the Argentinian-based financial services company Mercado Pago announced their withdrawal from the Libra Association. In statements, Stripe stated it was still open to working with the Libra Association in the future, while Visa stated a factor in the decision to leave was being able to fully satisfy all requisite regulatory expectations with the association. Among the remaining companies in the Libra Association, PayU is now the only payments company. Apple introduced the fraudulent website warning to Safari in iOS 11. Using Google's Safe Browsing, this on-by-default anti-phishing tool keeps a database of truncated, hashed URLs identified as potentially fraudulent on a device. Every URL visited is checked against those hashes. If matched, the browser gets a list of the full URL hashes from Google to check for an exact match. iOS states that the Safe Browsing providers can log user IP addresses as part of this process. In a blog post, Johns Hopkins professor Matthew Green detailed terms in the iOS 13 Safari browser settings, which notes that Tencent Safe Browsing is now listed as potentially receiving data as well. He notes that over time, logging IP addresses and associating them with sites visited could allow either company to create profiles on individual IP addresses. It is also unclear what traffic outside of China is being sent to Tencent now that it's listed more broadly in Safari's settings. Tencent Safe Browsing has been used for iPhone users in China since 2017. A report from IT research firm Gartner shows that worldwide PC sales rose by 1.1% in the third quarter of 2019, with 68 million units shipped this quarter, compared to 67 million units in the third quarter of 2018. Lenovo shipped the most units, with about a quarter of the market share, followed by HP and Dell. Other brands under the 10% market share include Apple, Acer, and Asus. San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Norman Yee issued a proposal to create an Office of Emerging Technology designed to help startups navigate city services as well as obtain permits to operate on the city's streets, sidewalks, and other infrastructure. The office would also be responsible for weighing potential impacts of new technology on city infrastructure, public safety, privacy, and security before approving pilot projects in the city. The office could also potentially recommend fines for companies that initiate projects without obtaining city approval. After a 30-day public comment period, the proposal will be heard by committee, then be voted on twice by the Board of Supervisors. If approved, the office would open at the start of 2020. The fare payment system Cubic Transportation Systems will soon offer contactless payments using Google Pay. This will allow users to reload funds and purchase individual fares directly on a mobile device. Cubic handles fare payments for public transit in 40 markets, including New York, Vancouver, Sydney, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and London, but it's unclear when and which cities will be part of the Google Pay rollout. Nonprofit Social Science One was founded in 2018 to establish partnerships between academics and data companies. Social Science One has broken an agreement for Facebook to share 32 million links to use for research. The dataset includes the number of times a URL was shared publicly, the date it was first shared, the date it was fact-checked, the country in which it was shared most often, and summary of the content the link leads to. It also includes the number of times the link was flagged as false and the number of times it was shared without being clicked on. Researchers can look at the dataset to study patterns of information and misinformation. Differential privacy was used to make it difficult to identify individuals from the data. Scientists must have a proposal for study accepted by Social Science One to receive access to the data, but are free to publish papers with no restrictions once approved. The latest note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo states that Apple's iPhone SE successor will go on sale in Q1 2020 for $399. Kuo expects the phone will have a similar form factor to the iPhone 8 with an A13 processor, 3GB of RAM, and no 3D Touch. Samsung updated the Samsung Members app in the US to roll in support for the Galaxy Fold Premier service, which is included with all Galaxy Fold devices. Customers can now use the app to open direct phone or video support calls as part of the Premier service. In the US, the Premier service offers a Fold concierge who offers 24-hour support and tailored guidance to Galaxy Fold owners. And finally, according to a job posting for NVIDIA's Lightspeed Studios, the company has started a remastering program for older games. According to the post, this program would bring select older games into the ray tracing age, giving them state-of-the-art visuals while keeping the gameplay that made them great. Lightspeed Studios previously ported PC games to the NVIDIA Shield and released Quake 2 RTX, which was exclusive to buyers of NVIDIA RTX cards. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.